And I am live. Just kidding, this isn't live, this is pre-recorded, but I only do one take, so take whatever you want from it. So anyways, I take cold showers now, and I have my daughter next to me, which is now going to be told to shush. We don't want to hear you. It's loud enough driving. Yeah, so I take cold showers. I've taken two today already to hopefully heal the body and mind. And I don't know, I'm constantly trying to find ways to manipulate the brain to advocate for me to be happy, to learn, to be creative, all those things. But I tell you what, these cold showers are legit. And I feel a lot better. I had a headache and now I have a less of a headache. And I got, after freezing in the shower and working on my breathing, he has these breathing techniques, which all I think it is just breathe deep, do it a lot, get to the point where you almost faint from breathing, and then you're good to go. So anyways, I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm only on day two of cold showers. I did two yesterday too. I don't know if it was a requirement to do multiple, but I'm going to just keep doing it until I get used to it and try to get colder, colder, and colder, and eventually get into cold plunges and really see how far I can push it, because, you know, like everybody else, I'm sure, is suffering with some sort of mental issues, and we all get them, and I think this helps with it. It's scientifically proven too, so best way to prove it is do it yourself. So I'm trying to mess with it. So anyways, the brain's amazing, and if this Hoff guy can climb Mount Everest just in his shorts and break 26 world records, you know, being in different cold environments, like he was in an ice bath or just full of ice, ice water for over 2 hours. And he knows how to control his temperature and all those things. And everyone thought he was a freak, but now he's somehow, he's teaching others to do it. And he's getting, you know, all these people to do it. So he went from the man that seemed like he was invincible and he was just genetically altered, superhuman. And now he's saying anyone can do it immediately. So I'm somebody, so I'm trying. So we're trying to manipulate the brain in every capacity. And the same thing I do with you soccer. Manipulate the ball, and you will manipulate your brain to be able to be more technical. You'll be more balanced. You'll be quicker. You'll be faster with the ball, and it's a whole different world. I've learned this in my 30s. Imagine what you can learn it being in your teens or, you know, preteens. If you're able to do it early and often, miracles can happen, and you'll be a completely different human being when it comes to mastering the ball. So the brain is, we don't understand it. We don't understand what its capabilities are, and that is a fact. We don't know what the abilities are, so we should test it over and over and over again. So for the ones I train, for the ones that want to be better soccer players, I don't care if you're a professional athlete or whatever you are, manipulate the ball every dang day. 2 to 3 hours. If you have the ability to do it 2 to 3 hours a day, not to fatigue yourself, but just manipulate, learn, try different things, try to be off balance and find ways to learn different techniques with the ball over and over and over again, and you'll restructure your brain. And you'll be a different soccer player. It's guaranteed. But you have to be willing to go through it like a cold shower. So anyways, I'm going to Millennium High School to train a bunch of young ladies. I don't know why I'm even training them. They're good without me. They're just crushing teams because they're amazing. So anyways, I'm going to go hang out with them and be part of greatness. And then I'm going to go take a cold shower again. How do you like those apples? Those apples are really good. Anyways. Cold shower away. Goodbye.